welcome everybody to the Jefferson County Podcast for the People. I'm Helen Hayes, the Director of Public Information for Jefferson County. And with me today, we have a special guest. We have Sharon Gabrois, who is the Public Affairs Specialist for the Small Business Administration. And I hope I got your last name right, Sharon. I appreciate
it. It's very close, actually. I would say out of everyone in here in Alabama so far that I've spoken to, you're like right close. Yep.
All right. Well, great. Well, thank you for being here. And the reason you are here, you are in Hoover at the moment, keeping hours, trying to help people that were affected by the flooding that happened back on October 6th and 7th. Just tell me a little bit about who you help and why you guys are here.
Okay, so a little bit about who we help. We do have a business recovery center at the Hoover Recreation Center where people can go to the center, you know, if they have questions or, you know, want to apply. So normally the people that we help are homeowners, renters, most nonprofits, and business of all sizes.
Okay, great. So why, if I had issues or I had problems or had major repairs that had to happen to my home, why would I be interested in a disaster loan?
Well, our mission, the Office of Disaster Assistance mission, is to provide low interest disaster loans to businesses of all sizes, private nonprofit organizations, homeowners, and renters to repair or replace their real estate, personal property, machinery and equipment, inventory, and business assets that have been damaged or destroyed in the declared disaster.
Okay, so that's a lot. So that encompasses a lot of people. Right. So how do you qualify?
What we cover is underinsured and uninsured losses.
Okay, so how much can somebody borrow?
Okay, so if you are a homeowner, then you can apply for up to $200,000 for the structure. And if you're a homeowner or renter, you can apply for up to $40,000 for personal property, which is the contents inside the home. And if you're a business, you can apply you can get up to $2 million to cover, you know, like equipment or personal property, things like that.
Could a homeowner or a renter, could they borrow funds to help prevent damage in the future?
Oh, okay. So that's our mitigation aspect. I could tell you that the mitigation aspect comes for more for the homeowner than necessarily the renter, because the renter, we only cover the personal property, which is the contents inside the home. So mitigation aspect would be like house raising, retaining walls, sump pumps, storm shelters, et cetera. So if you were a renter, more than likely you would go to your landlord and they would need to apply.
Okay. All right. So what are the interest rates and the terms on the loan?
So great question. So the terms can go all the way up to 30 years. There are no prepayment penalties. So if you decide to pay off early, there's no fee or penalty to that. The homeowners and renters, it's as low as 1.563, which is actually very low. And then businesses is 2.855%. And then nonprofits would be 2%.
Wow, those are some low rates on those loans.
Let's say it's just an example. If you got a tarp to put over your head, over your roof, and there was a certain part of your roof that was leaking, and you put down on your credit card, when you got the loan money back, you could use that loan money to pay off your credit, that bill on the credit card.
Okay. Makes sense? Yeah. Okay. No, that sounds good. That helps. So where do people apply?
Okay, so we have a few places that you can apply. The two key locations is one, there's a business recovery center at the Hoover Recreation Center. It's in the boardroom. That's located at 600 Municipal Drive in Hoover. We do have customer service reps in the boardroom there. Any of the questions that you may have. Also, a lot of people like to apply online, and they can go to disasterloanassistance.sba.gov, and you can, you know, go online to apply. If for some reason you decide that you want to apply by mail, you simply call our customer service center and request a paper application be mailed.
Okay. How long before somebody hears back once they apply?
So that's a very good question. It can vary a little bit. So they need to apply. It goes through their internal process. Someone does reach out to them or call them, and they may ask them about the damages in their home, like make sort of an initial assessment before they actually go to the home to make the actual assessment, if that makes any sense. And sometimes they do both. They'll do the initial and actual. Sometimes they just do actual. Sometimes they just do initial. It really just depends. It varies each time. I can't okay. even, you know what I mean? But it can vary.
Okay.
I mean, it just can vary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are the deadlines? I think there are two different deadlines.
There are. If you're a homeowner or renter, your deadline is approaching. It's coming up February 21st. And okay. if you're a business owner that's in one of the contiguous counties, Bibb, Blount, Chilton, Coosa, St. Clair, Talladega, Tuscaloosa, and or Walker, then that would be a business loan or economic injury disaster loan. And you have until September 21st. So essentially okay. February 21st is for Shelby County, Jefferson County, if you're a homeowner or renter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's coming up on us. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else that you think our listeners should know, or if people are interested in this? Is there anything, if they're coming to the center, that they should bring with them?
Yeah, I would encourage them to bring a driver's license, you know, so they can verify their information when they're there. There might be some other documents that they may want to bring. If they're a business owner, you know, some regular formation documents, things like that. But the customer service representative will be able to, like, let them know what other documents that they may need to submit. Either they can go back into the center to get that help to do that, or they can submit it on their own. They'll, you know, ensure that they have the right documents that they need going forward. But usually it's a driver's license up front. And then later on in the process of the application process, a loan officer, case manager, someone reaches out to them and says, hey, you need additional documents. And they'll tell them what they are, because it varies for each one. But something that I really want to stress the importance of is really don't wait for the insurance. A lot of people, you know, when they have a disaster, they go to their insurance, which is great. That's a great place to start. You want to make sure that you apply for FEMA first. You definitely want to knock on your insurance door. I mean, call them or knock on the door. I mean, in a symbolic way. But you don't want to wait for insurance to apply. You want to apply first and wait for the insurance to come later, because we can iron out the insurance matter later through the application process. We've gone through this hundreds of times.
Okay. All right. That's also good to know. So one last time before we wrap it up. So what are your hours at the Hoover Rec Center that people can go by and get more information and talk to somebody?
Okay. So Hoover Recreation Center is our business recovery center. That's open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. We also have Customer Service Center. That's also available to answer questions if anyone needs that. That's 1-800-659-2955. And they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time, 7 days a week. And if anyone needs an interpreter, let's say they know somebody in the Spanish, in a Spanish neighborhood, or speak Spanish, or maybe even Vietnamese, they can call the center and they can tell them they need an interpreter and tell them which language.
Okay. All right. Good to know. I appreciate your time so much today. Thank you very much for being with us.
Having me.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us on the Jefferson County Podcast for the People.